Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business. Gildan Media presents Gildan Seminars, Make More Sales Faster by Brian Tracy.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and welcome to this new session on selling. Have you noticed that when you call on a customer, the very first thing the customer says in most cases is, how much is it? It costs too much. I can't afford it. It's not in my budget. Come back some other time. I get it cheaper somewhere else. And it drives you crazy as a salesperson. And then you go out shopping or a salesperson approaches you for some reason. And the very first thing you say is, how much is it? It costs too much. I can't afford it. I can get it cheaper somewhere else and so on. Here's the fact. Price arises early in every sale today. Price is one of the most prevalent of all elements of selling. People ask about price, talk about price, worry about price, debate price. You end up negotiating price, defending price, explaining price, and so on. However, what we know is that price is important, but it's only one of several other things that are important. Today, we're going to talk about how to sell on non-price issues, how you can position yourself so that you can sell your products that are often more expensive than cheaper products that are available, and how you can sell them in high quantities. So let's look at some of the things we know about price. According to the studies at Harvard University with regard to price, 94% of all purchases in America are non-price purchases. They're not based on the basis of price. Sometimes, by the way, I will ask my sales audiences, how many people here in this audience, sometimes of 1,000 people, have even one possession in their about their person, in their briefcase, purse, pockets, have even one possession that they bought solely because it was the lowest price. And you know something? In 1,000 people, sometimes I never find a single person who has one single item that they bought because it was the cheapest. And yet, if you're not very careful, when you listen to customers, you think that all they care about is what's the cheapest, because all they care about is price. But the reason they ask about price is because price gives them an understanding of where the product or service fits within their financial universe. Here's the rule. Only 6% of products or services in America are sold solely on a price basis. And what do we call products or services that are sold on a price basis? We call them commodities. What is a commodity? A commodity is something that is identical to all other like commodities, whether it's apples or oranges or hog bellies or cattle or grain or wheat or soybeans or whatever. It's a commodity. In other words, the only way you can tell the difference between one commodity and another, if they're at the same place, is differentiating them on the basis of price. But even commodities can be differentiated by things that you can do. That's why commodities, even the simplest of commodities like winter or summer wheat, identical, can sell in different prices if it's bagged differently, if it's packaged differently, if it's labeled differently, it's delivered differently, if it's shipped differently. Here's an example. You ever bought gasoline at a gas station? Well, if you buy gasoline at a gas station, what price do you pay? I'll tell you what price you pay. You pay one of three different prices. You can pay the full service price, you can pay the self-service price, or you can pay the self-service cash price. And in every case, the price will be different because of the way it's priced, the way it's served, and the method of payment. So even commodities can be differentiated, and your job, the key job of the salesperson, is differentiation. This is your job in selling. Anybody who says to me that all customers care about is price is telling me that I don't know how to sell. I don't know what's good, bad, or indifferent about my product or service. All I know how to do is to tell what's in the sales literature and mouth it, but I have no way of trying or of convincing the prospect that my product or service is different, and because it's different, it's worth more. Now, let's start right off the top talking about seven attributes that are more important than price in the minds and hearts of your customers. All top salespeople emphasize one or more of these seven attributes. Here they are. Now, an attribute is something about your product or service that